Hey there, and welcome to a new episode of Trader Talks. And we're here, as you probably guessed, to talk about trading. Shocking, right? We're going to share insights, use technical analysis and value specific assets and analyze how they react to recent market events. My name is Sam North, market analyst at eToro, and I'm ready to talk trade. Please remember that this podcast is intended for educational and informational purposes. Stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. So, are you ready? Let's go. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Trader Talks. We're going to discuss GM and Tesla, who have both reported their earnings. We call this one the Battle of the EVs. Please do remember to like, share and subscribe. For those that are on the podcast, remember the link is in the bio to follow along on YouTube. Remember, this presentation is for educational purposes only and should not be taken as investment advice, personal recommendation or an offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instruments. We'll have a look at the charts very, very shortly, but we're going to discuss now what happened. Tesla is up over 10% post earnings. However, there was a sharp drop in profit and revenue. Revenue dropped to $21.3 billion. However, a combination of low expectations heading into the release and an outlook for coming low-cost car launches helped boost price. GM, on the flip side, relatively flat. It did top forecast. GM reported top-line revenue of $43 billion, more than the $42.09 billion that the analysts were expecting. They also raised outlook. However, they do see variable profit in EV unit by year end. Let's get on to the charts now. And please do, if you are on YouTube, let me know in the chat, if you had to hold one of these stocks for the next 5-10 years, what would it be? Quick answer, GM, Tesla, or neither, because of course that could well be an option. I do appreciate that. Let's have a quick look then. At Tesla is what we will start with. They're trading, as I said, up pre-market. So there are a few levels for us to really be aware of, to be honest. I'm just going to mark up some areas of support. If we go down to the low of 2022, that would have been a worry for investors. A bad earnings report, maybe we start to push down towards there. However, now we're trading back above 150. Very, very important. If we close the week above there, you might start getting people saying, well, hang on, maybe the low is in. And if we, for the first time in a number of weeks, really since the beginning of January, if we finish above 180, those shouts that the low is in for Tesla are just going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. The next resistance level above that that I'll be keeping an eye on is 202 support at the middle of October, resistance at the middle of February. Let's just have a quick look at that. Let's get our annotation tool as to why that could be the case. So the low from April last year, we're below that heading into the release. We're now above that. That deviation on those lows is critical. If we had finished below 144, where we finished trading, I'd be, you know, saying it's odds on. We go back down to 102. So we're now above 150. So keep an eye on 180 as resistance and 202. They will be the next hurdles for Tesla to really keep an eye on, I would say, for investors. When we look at this on the daily chart, you can just see the significance of those levels that I talked about. You can see all around 180. It's been very good support, very good resistance on multiple days. Also, 202, strong support in quarter three, quarter four last year, strong resistance in quarter one this year. So keep a really close eye on what happens there. Should we confirm the break back above 150, that now acts as a support level, and maybe we start to push towards 180 as well. We'll just have a quick look just to see if there are any moving averages worth having on. Let's just bring those in for us here. But let me know how you're thinking. I think it was one of those ones where expectations were really poor heading into this. It had been bruised and battered. It wasn't awful. Yes, this promise of a low, you know, lower cost car, you know, we need to see the proof in the pudding to actually justify this move up. So really, that's an area of focus. 50-day moving average, not a million miles away from $180. So that's obviously very important. The 100 right on the $200 handle, and the 200-day moving average significantly above. So those moving averages key to have on as well. The line in the sand for me is 150 for the close of the week to feel a lot more comfortable and say, you know what? I do think we found the low. 180 is that level. Now, in comparison, let's have a quick look at GM. As I mentioned, Tesla up 10% pre-market. GM relatively flat. It traded into yesterday's session up 4%. So you could argue a little bit of that good news was priced in. And when you look at this chart, this is the weekly chart, you actually see it's had a much better run of it since October last year than Tesla has. The battle is on. Now, key level-wise, I mean, look at this. Find me a more important level for GM in markets. Look at this. Fantastic, isn't it? Support, in 2021, but before that, resistance in 2020. Resistance in 2017. We then break through in 2022, and of course it turns to resistance twice, and we're knocking on that door. You want a line in the sand for GM? 46, 47 is your one to focus on. If it can hold the potential push above there, that's when you start saying, well, maybe we can start going back towards all-time highs. Now, areas to focus on above, key level, I would say, is also 53.70s and then up towards 63, 64, which would be those all-time highs. Now, of course, what could happen is that we just go to an area where there's been significant interaction historically and people take profit and we start to move to the downside. That is something we have to consider. Where do the bulls need to defend? Where does it need to stay above for them to be comfortable holding this to that all-time high eventually? Well, I'm interested by $41. And again, you can see the reason why. Resistance in last year, summer of last year, and again, the beginning of this year, we haven't retested it since we broke above. So 41, in theory, you could see something like that. And I think that would interest investors. Bit of a tongue twister there. But really, two very contrasting charts, I would say. Tesla, you get the feel from a price action point, the low could start to be in. GM has a great run, running into the most important level it's got on its chart. If we get above there, I think then there's just two more key levels before you get to the all-time high. The closes of the day today, the 24th, but also the week, are going to be so important. Will the bulls run with the positives, or do we see a bit of a reversal? Let me know in the chat what you're thinking. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll be back next time on Trader Talks. You have been listening to Digest and Invest by eToro. For more information, use eToro.com. This podcast is for information and education purposes only and should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or an offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instruments. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements to promote independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.